Psalm 101, Psalm of David. That's our psalm today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. David said, I will sing of your love and justice to you, Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I'll have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Each morning I will put to silence all the wicked of the land. I'll cut off the evildoer from the city of the Lord. It seems like David in this psalm is renewing his commitment to follow hard after God. Sometimes it's time for those renewed commitments, isn't it? These times may follow a bad decision, a time away from God, or a feeling of apathy. Sometimes we just get stuck in blatant sin like a helpless man trapped in quicksand. Like the prodigal son, we come to our senses, finally, and then we get serious about our walk. In today's psalm, David made some thoughtful pledges. He was determined to conduct the affairs of his house with a pure heart. So he made a covenant with his eyes to turn from anything abhorrent. He hated the God-dishonoring actions of the people around him. Maybe it's time for you to renew your commitments to God. You've been away too long. You've been hanging out with the wrong people. You put your stamp of approval on things that oppose God. Today is the day to slow down, hit the pause button, and refresh your walk with God. Father, I admit I've been away too long. Please forgive me for distancing myself from you and for the sin that distance brings. Hear my renewed commitments and give me the strength to follow through. In Jesus' name, amen.